Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ann Cochran, the Public Information Officer and Health Navigator for the Dallas County Health Department. First of all, Ann, thank you so much for joining me again this week.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
So let's start off this conversation the same way that we have in many weeks prior to this, by just getting the latest on how the Dallas County Health Department and Iowa Department of Public Health are currently handling the COVID-19 pandemic.
We have been observing the numbers carefully along with the Iowa Department of Public Health and watching that the number of new cases is not growing in an alarming way. The number of recovered cases continues to increase. So the people who are getting sick are recovering and doing well. We unfortunately have had some deaths, and we're so empathetic to the families who have lost someone. But we're encouraged by the fact that people seem to be behaving sensibly, and this can be seen in the reduction in the widespread infection rate.
For sure. So yeah, it does seem, based on the numbers, at least in Dallas County, that the new cases have kind of plateaued maybe. Are we kind of seeing the tail end of the peak, so to speak, in the area?
That's sure what we're hoping. We also are hopeful that people act responsibly. For instance, the high school athletics are starting up, that people realize they do need to stay separated out in the stands. If it's a setup on a ball field that you can bring your own lawn chair, it's probably a good idea to do that and just group together in your own family, the people that you're with all the time anyway, rather than just everybody sitting in a big clump in the stands together.
For sure. Then that segues nicely to my next question, which is regarding things that people should do to protect themselves while they're out doing some of these outdoor activities. Specifically, I wanted to ask about playgrounds and, like you mentioned, the athletic events. So first of all, with playgrounds, what should people be doing if they want to use these public places like that?
One of the biggest things is wash your hands. If the playground is in a location where there's running water nearby and you've brought children to play on the playground, bring along some soap, too. And as soon as they're done playing, have them all run over to the water. And kids love to play in the water outside at the park anyway, and so let them lather up to their elbows and wash their hands there. If there is no running water near the playground that your kids use, bring along a bottle of hand sanitizer and have everybody do that before getting in the car. And then when you get home, wash hands. Also, and this is a tough one, especially for kids, but we need to remind children to keep their hands away from their mouths and noses. So, you know, if you touch that sliding board handle that everybody else has just been touching and then you touch your mouth, then you're going to get germs introduced into your system. So that's a tough one, especially for kids.
All right. Now, as far as the athletic events that you mentioned before, what are some other helpful tips that you can give people if they want to go out and take in some of these recreation activities?
Well, like I said, try to stay apart from one another. Be aware of what you touch when you go in. Try not to put your hands on every single thing as you go in, the fence, the gate, and whatnot. Just be aware of the fact that you're picking up germs as you do things like that. Try to keep distance. Even though you're outdoors, if somebody is just talking or especially yelling, you know, cheering on their team, their breath is traveling quite a ways away from their mouth. So keep that in mind. It's actually safer to sit a distance away from someone if you're sitting shoulder to shoulder and you're both looking in the same direction rather than facing one another.
All right, good distinction there. Now, obviously, people are still getting tested at a good rate, and a lot of them are through the Test Iowa site. And actually, for people in the local area here, there's a closer option. So talk a little bit about that and the new sites for Test Iowa.
Yeah, Waukee has been identified as a Test Iowa site, and the purpose of these Test Iowa sites are to identify positive cases and then help people get on a path to recovery. And then at the level of the Iowa Department of Public Health, these testing sites can help officials better understand the scope of the virus in our area. And then as local health department, it helps us to mitigate and contain and manage the virus activity. And that helps us all get back to life and business as usual. So Waukee has been identified. The on-ramp to that free test is that you must make an appointment by visiting the testiowa.com website, and you'll take a very short assessment, and then you'll have the opportunity to schedule yourself to be tested for free. The location is the Waukee South Middle School, which is on Southeast LA Grant Parkway in Waukee. And they did what they call a soft opening this week. They've got just a few limited appointments scheduled. But next week, they will begin pretty long hours from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And again, you can only go there if you already have made an appointment by visiting testiowa.com.
All right, great. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about today actually, surprisingly, has nothing to do with COVID-19. Obviously, it's getting very hot right now. We're heading into the meat of June, and then we'll be into July. And it's important right now for people to remember heat safety. So talk about that and what people should know heading into these hot summer months.
Hydration is always one of the key things. And I would say particularly for very young children, it's a very, very serious thing for a child under the age of 2 to become dehydrated. The other group is on the other end of the age spectrum, and that is older adults. And older adults who perhaps are a little bit leery about sitting and drinking water and drinking water, because then if they have mobility issues, they think, oh, no, I have to keep getting up and going to the bathroom, and so I'll just sit here and I won't drink anything. And what can happen is dizziness, and then they fall, or they become nauseated, and you can become very sick because of dehydration. Certainly, just fans going to one of the athletic activities that we've talked about. Typically, coaches are pretty good about having the athletes rehydrate, but not always the fans. So those are some areas that we all need to pay attention to. And then the other thing is just be sensible. If it's a terribly hot day, don't choose to mow your lawn at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Either do it early in the day or just wait until it's a little cooler in the late part of the afternoon.
All right, great advice there. Well, Ann Cochran with the Dallas County Health Department, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I don't think so, other than just continue to be personally responsible for your health, and that will be better for all of us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.